Japan has announced its defence budget for the next fiscal year will hit a record high of 5 trillion yen. That's over 56 billion Aussie dollars. Their increase in military spending includes fortifying the disputed island chain in the East China Sea. The funding won't kick in until April. But it comes at a moment of pretty significant change in Japan, and that's today's Global Check-In. Chikayo Morijiri is a Japanese journalist based in Tokyo. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Henry.
Tell me, what is changing in Japan that is seeing this quite significant build-up of military might?
Especially because of the Senkaku Island, around the Senkaku Island, every day, Chinese Coast Guard or Chinese Coast Police is attacking every day. And then the Japanese Coast Guard have to protect our island.
So we're talking about the Senkaku, which is the disputed island between China and Japan. How is that shaping, I suppose, nationalism within Japan today?
How is nationalism changing? But I think that our nation is not that super hardcore nationalism, but the prime minister is very right wing, and then all the cabinet people are pretty, having the opposite idea. I mean, they are right wing, but we are not that right wing at all. But because the government tried to push the right wing constitution, so we kind of confused about where they're taking us.
You've traveled recently to the Senkaku Islands. What is it like there?
Yeah. The people who are living near there are not that interested about what's happening over there, over that piles of rock island. But the Coast Guard and the police are so intense about protecting, and then over the 300 Coast Guard working over there. It's a literally small island. And then what is happening over there is not that covered by Japanese media, so people doesn't know about that much. If something happens, with our constitution right now, we can't really fight, or we can't. All we can do is a small boat, and then the Coast Guard keeps talking to the Chinese that please do not come to this island really nicely and really politely. If this same thing is happening in a different country, I'm sure pretty much conflict could easily happen.
How strongly do the Japanese people feel about the Senkakus? Would they go to war over this with China?
The problem is that most of the Japanese doesn't know what's really happening over there. Sometimes once in a couple of months, Japanese media covers that today Chinese police, Chinese Coast Guard visit this island. The reality is every day it is happening. But I think the Prime Minister doesn't want to cover, because that kind of bring the panicking into the Japanese nation, I think.
Chikayo Morijiri, we'll have to leave it there. We appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Chikayo Morijiri is a Japanese journalist based in Tokyo.